Good afternoon, thanks for coming to our third Shack meeting of the year. If you want to take a few minutes to go ahead and introduce yourselves, we'll go ahead and start with Coach Fluger.
Jason Fluger, Emergency Management Coordinator for the district and Behavior Coordinator at the junior high.
Ms. Brianna Garcia, Assistant Principal for the Intermediate and Elementary.
Ms. Abigail Gonzalez, School Counselor for the Intermediate and Elementary.
Renee Orta, the PE teacher for K-5.
Vanessa Martinez, the IS case manager and here representing high school.
Sierra Zavala, I am the Community Relations Coordinator for Coastal Plains Integrated Health, Portland.
Arisa Electro-Torello, the junior high and high school nurse.
Anissa Bettis, the district nurse. Well, thank you for coming, everybody. If you want to go ahead and pull out the minutes from our last Shack meeting, did everybody get a copy?
Yes, ma'am.
And take a few minutes to go over those. Does everybody approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. All right. Our mission for the School Health Advisory Council is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. So if we want to go ahead and hear from all our committees, nutrition, Kathy Farrell wasn't able to come, neither was the health department, but they do continue to bring our nutrition newsletters every month that we hand out to the kids. Physical education.
Right now, we're doing our kickball unit. The K through second, they're not quite doing everything that third to fifth grade is doing right now. Third to fifth grade is actually playing kickball games. The little ones are still learning how to kick, run bases. And then I am also have a running club every Friday for third through fifth grade. And our goal is to try to make a beach day team when it comes up, I think in May. And I am also trying to have a fundraiser for the PE program and have a kickball tournament sometime in the near future out here at the softball field if we're able to. So that's what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Health services, we're right now, currently we're working on finishing up our AN screenings for first, third, fifth, and seventh grade. AN is acanthosis nigricans. It's that line, the dark line that some students have like around their neck, on their elbows, in the creases, on their ankles, and that just is an indicator of high insulin levels. It doesn't mean that they're diabetic, it just means that their bodies are producing a lot of insulin, and eventually the pancreas can give out and they can have diabetes. And so we screen for that. So right now we're working on those. We want to get the referrals out by spring break. Usually we send them out like the day we get out, we go and mail the letters. We're continuing to follow up on vision, hearing, and scoliosis referrals. We've gotten quite a few scoliosis referrals back, or I have at my campus. Are you getting a lot of that?
I've only gotten one.
And usually I don't hardly get any of those back, so that's good that a lot of the kids are going. We're also working on the health fair and organizing that. We had a nurse resign at one of our campuses, and so we've interviewed a few potential candidates, and we're hoping to hire soon. So, and that's it for health services. Healthy school environment?
Continuing to run drills at all campuses. Three of the four campuses have had their intruder audit, and we were successful in all of those. Junior high is the only one that is still waiting to be audited. Our maintenance department continues to fix any old doors or broken doors that need to be done. That's about it.
Thank you. Health education, we voted on the STEAM health curriculum at our last meeting, and everybody agreed that we wanted to go ahead and implement that. The representative from that program will be talking to the school board on either March 17th or April 14th so that we can move forward with that for the 24-25 school year. And family and community involvement, I know math and science night is tonight after intermediate. Is that for elementary as well? Mm-hmm. For elementary and intermediate. And does anybody else have anything to share for family and community involvement?
We have our in April for Sinton, the parent conference coming up. So we usually take about 20 parents to pay for them to go over there, and they have different topics that they discuss. So one of them will be cybersecurity.
Were you able to get the ones that I called?
Yes, I did. So she'll
really
be going. Yeah, so she'll be doing that. One of the ladies from the CCPD, she's a detective, so she'll be talking to the parents about that, what to look for. I believe we have somebody from Del Mar for doing like a college kind of courses mm-hmm. for them as well. And then I can't remember what the other two are, but it's four different sessions that they get.
Have we had like the 20 people signed up already?
The most we'll have probably is about 6 or 7.
Okay.
So I try to call them and get as many as I can, and sometimes we'll get a good amount. 10, I think, is the most we've had, but not all of them show up is a problem. And we offer to bus them if we need to, but they all say they'll meet, and so we don't know. But sometimes things come up, and, you know, understandable, but they offer them a free T-shirt, they get a bag, they get lunch, breakfast, so... And we do it within the hours that the children are at school. Excuse me. So it's usually from about 8:30 to 2:30.
Awesome.
So I try to, last year, and I'll probably start again this year, post it on like Facebook and do like a Google of who's interested. And then I try to go from there. And then I try to call parents that I know that might be interested in it too.
Okay, awesome. Counselors?
We started, but we do have Project Turnaround coming for elementary. They do kinder through second grade. It's going really well so far. They do the kind of the same thing they do with, they talk about the curriculum that they're doing. It's positive choices. There you go. I know it's positive something. So positive choices. So they're doing that the same. With kinder, it's just a shortened. They do kind of like a presentation. And then with first through second, they actually do the whole curriculum with them. So the kids are really enjoying that. And then we started today, we just launched the American Heart Association. Kind of, it used to be Jump Rope for Heart now. So what the kids get to do is they fundraise for the American Heart Association, and they get, there's a whole bunch of different prizes they can get for each amount that they raise. And so, like, just for signing up, they get, like, a little bracelet.
Unless we missed the part about the super soaking the principal.
Oh, yes, sorry. Okay. Yes, by the way. So it's like, so like it's a fundraiser, and if we meet our things, like, yeah, I know. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part. I was like, what do you mean you get to wet me? And then I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
2 months, right?
Yeah. So like, if we meet our fundraiser, whoever raises like the most out of it, if we meet our goal, gets to super soak the principals and the counselors. So.
Principals.
Yes, ma'am. Principals. Hey, it was either that or slime or pie in the face. So, hey, yeah. I think we got up pretty. So,
what kind of activities do they need to do?
So, it's different. So, the way they do it now is they have an app that they go on to, and it's different missions that they complete. And so, like, at the end of it, it's just a whole bunch of different stuff, like they, like, eating healthy, like, and so they get, like, these little ducks, and so each duck represents something. So, like, one of them is making sure your plate is green and or colorful, and you're eating all the different fruits and vegetables. And then another one is, like, making sure you're getting enough sleep. And then there's one that's, like, exercise, making sure we're doing enough exercise, you know, so, and then at the end, it's called Finn's Challenge. They get all the way to it. They actually learn CPR.
Oh, wow.
And so they can get, they can learn how to perform it or help perform it. And so they did share on it that one of the kids actually used it and helped save somebody's life. So it was really neat. And so when they complete Finn's Challenge, they also get a little cape. So, yeah, so I mean, it's a bunch of different little things that they get, and I'm going to post these around the school, but this is just kind of to show you, like, all the different prizes they can get for each amount that they sell. The bigger prizes, of course, like all of these and the jump ropes and stuff, those will come after we end. But, like, all the ducks, I have those. So I give that's an immediate, and then the bracelets, I have those, and the capes, I have that. And so, like, I get an alert from my email, and I have to send it to them. So.
I really like it.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. And then around the school, I have different posters to post about, like, eating healthy. So this one is the same. It's about adding color to your plate. And so it talks about what kind you should use, what are the good fruits and stuff like that. And then this one talks about your body and what you're, like, your brain and your, like, your, in, you know, what's your heart and all of that, and what you should know about it, and all the different parts of it, and how exercise can help and stuff like that.
Really,
so,
like,
yeah,
like
it's really neat. And like I said, when they go on to that app and they complete those challenges, once they complete them all, then they get that cape. And it all started from Finn, you know, from the little boy that had heart disease, and that's kind of where it came from. So yeah, so I mean, it's like all the kids were really excited about it today, and they really were like, oh, look, you're wearing, because that was part of our thing too. We had to wear a shirt. So they were like, oh, cool, I like that. And then, of course, we had a couple that already raised some, they made money and they got ducks, and they're like, I want a duck. I'm like, well, you gotta, you know, go get on. And I did post it on Facebook so parents can go. And so, and then went home today, they went home with a packet. So, like, if they collect money, we can do that too, or they can go online and donate, and they got like a sticker that on how to scan in and stuff. And then tonight at the math and science night, I'm gonna be there with it too, just to help parents if they need to have any questions or anything. But yeah, it's all through an app, and so they get to download the app, and they get to, and then PE got stuff too. They got some jump ropes and some balls. So, yeah. So, and then that's part of it too. Like, if we raise so much money, or if we, like, are one of the top schools, we get put in for a raffle for a new, not a gym, but it's like a sports.
It was $10,000.
Yeah, a gym makeover.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, different things. So I was like,
do like a playground for these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, just, it said if $10,000 you can.
That's awesome.
I mean, so. But yeah, so started it today, and I think it's till, I want to say it's
March.
Like
before spring break, I think. Yeah. So like right before spring break, so they have all that. And then I can go online and keep track. And we're both are doing it, elementary and intermediate.
Okay.
Awesome.
For the junior high, we're not getting ducks.
Sorry.
But
you could, they might, you never know.
We did our CTE tour at the high school with our eighth graders, and so that's basically where we take them over there to the CTE building, and they look at the phlebotomy class, the culinary class, just the construction and all of that stuff, so they can see like the pathways for them when they get to high school. We're starting our course selection meetings. We already did the eighth graders, and they've already got their courses scheduled. And so I think next month we're going to be doing the sixth and seventh graders and fifth graders coming up. We are also continuing with Project Turnaround on Wednesdays, but they're coming more for like stress management and things like that for testing and anxiety. So they're going to be focusing on that, but just with our sixth and seventh graders, because we have a class where we can see all of them. We don't want to pull instruction time from the eighth graders. And then we also have that cybersecurity detective coming through. It was going to be two detectives, and she was going to try to get somebody from Homeland Security to come just to do one-hour presentations with the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders separately to just talk about the dangers of, like, you know, people on the internet that are dangerous. And so we're doing it on March 7th, that Friday half day, right before they go out for spring break. So that way they think about what they do during spring break. And that's pretty much all I got.
And at high school, just with Miss Arredondo still just working really on GPAs with the seniors. That does a lot of work. They have to manually review them and make sure everything's done. She's met with all of the senior class, made sure they had all of their transcripts, whatever it is that they need. They're still coming in to ask for that stuff. Today we met with the sophomores. She does that individually to kind of go over the pathways and do their core selections. We've got that. We are working on trying to get a pretty cool field trip together with them for before prom. At the Omni to do kind of, not an etiquette class, I guess. They're going to feed us in a side room and what glass to use, what's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Super cool.
We're working on that. We almost have that done. But that's it. Basically, we're working on course selections. A lot of work with the seniors, making sure they have everything. TSI testing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that's pretty much it.
Also, I forgot to add when you said field trip. We took our Science Pre AP girls to a conference. It was called This One's for the Girls, and it was career and industry driven for girls specifically. So all the presenters were there focused on, you know, showing girls and exposing girls to the careers and options that they have in the industry around us. So
that was awesome.
It was really cool.
Really neat.
And it was so neat because they did a presentation. They had speakers that were sharing, women sharing their stories. And then they had, you know, the vendors and, you know, the presenters, everybody. We went to that session. And then we came back for lunch, and it was like a nice catered dinner. And so it was so nice in there, and the kids were like, oh my gosh, this is so fancy. And they were all blown away by it. And it was really neat. And we literally, like, threw it together that week.
I think that's awesome, especially
so,
for our kids, because a lot of them don't get exposed to that. You know?
Yes.
Somebody from my program, actually,
they were there.
Yeah, but they had A&M. They actually went to the university and they did an etiquette class because there are some degrees that require that you teach that. So that's where we got that idea. And we weren't able to make that because there was just too much going on. But I'm also trying to bring, so if y'all know of anybody that will come, I've had, like, Trish Medina. She runs all of, I don't know, like, mm-hmm. SpaceX over
there.
Reach
out to that lady because she likes to do presentations.
Yeah, so they came. She brought, like, her and then the engineer, like, the field engineer, which is a woman. So these men who have been in industry for 30 years are reporting to this to this girl who does everything. So they were down in the valley doing SpaceX. So I've been to her, had a detective come in from CCPD. She was a detective, and now she's doing forensic stuff.
So it's cool. We're trying to push that one too. Oh, we just have it.
But I think that like they do this conference is like year three, I think. And so she said that she did reach out, but she didn't hear anything back. So I think next year, my girls really liked it. And I was like, well, maybe next year I'll coordinate with Miss, you know, high school too. And so they want to go back next year. So
that'd be awesome.
You know, if we can start going more
often. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and
sure.
It was free because one of the Gulf Coast Ventures, I think it's like ExxonMobil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sponsored all our girls to go, so we didn't have to pay.
That's nice.
So it was really, really nice.
Take advantage of that, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next is health promotion for staff. I just was going to see if anybody has any recommendations of people we can bring in, like, to get our staff healthier, to do more. It'd be nice if we could get somebody to come and do like an exercise program. We had that before, but haven't had that since. Anybody knows anybody that'd be interested in doing that? Like after school, we'd have to get like a release so that nobody, you know, there's not any liability. But if anybody would be interested, or if anybody knows anybody that would be interested, that'd be kind of nice to get, you know, the staff healthier. We've done Step Up to Scale Down a few years. But I don't know if they're still doing it if Kathy Farrell's still doing it. So I was hoping she was going to be here today, but she couldn't make it. But I can reach out to her. We've done that for years. It's kind of like Weight Watchers, but for free, and she brings a lot of stuff in, so it's kind of fun. So anybody have any ideas of anything? Maybe think about it. Maybe we can talk about it again.
Didn't they try doing like a Zumba one?
We did have Zumba for, I think it was like a whole, I think she did it for a school year.
Yeah.
And that was fun because she did it like right after school to where people mm-hmm. don't have to go home. They just do it right after. Mm-hmm. And we had a good turnout. And
so
then little by little.
Did you just do like a fee?
No, it was free. She did it for free.
Oh.
Yeah. So she came in and she did it for free. And so everybody would just come, and then it was like an hour, and then we went home. And we had a release and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's been years. I think it's been like 8 years, 9 years maybe since we.
Yeah, had. I remember.
I remember.
I don't. Yeah. I think sometimes it'd be in the gym, or sometimes like in the pavilion. Like
we
it was different.
I
remember.
Yeah.
She would come in
and
we
so
would do it.
If anybody thinks knows of any way that would be willing to do that for free for district employees, that'd be kind of cool. I know free's not
or
good,
a massage therapist.
Yeah.
For free, I don't know about
fantastic.
Free.
Or even for a small fee. Like
yeah,
I could have a shoulder massage for
or maybe
that'd
be something nice for
pay,
like teacher appreciation.
Like
you didn't write it, man.
Maybe
didn't write it.
Maybe somebody that's starting would come, be willing to come out and do
like
10 minutes,
right?
Or something, or
they
5 minutes. You know, or I don't know.
We
could
reach out to the isn't there a massage school in Corpus?
Mm-hmm. That's
Peyton Reese.
She works for them?
Little Peyton.
Yeah, no, Peyton.
Her mom.
No, ma'am, you can't use
massage.
Her. We're using
we
her here.
Her.
We that we were
we
just talking about that. No, ma'am, we
but
rewrote
I say.
It. We were keeping it on the DL. That's why. We had it written down. We were
well,
keeping it on the DL.
Hours,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. But yeah,
well,
that's what we were saying. Because she's going for massage, so
yeah.
That's what we were thinking. I was like, hey, I don't know if she's going. I'm going to text her right now.
That is amazing. Amazing. 30 minutes free. I guarantee y'all should. Everybody should try that. Strip zone. It's where DSW is.
Okay.
Girl.
If you're going, maybe you can find out if they'd be interested in doing like a demo or something.
What is it called?
I can do that.
Employees.
Yoga. Or they say it's like lazy man yoga.
Where is it at?
I'm telling you, when I finished, I was walking at Sam's with a purpose, with a little bounce in my step.
Where is it at?
By DSW, right next door to Orange Theory over there. I think it's the Staples in that shopping center.
Yeah.
It is amazing. They lay you on this table, they strap you in, and that's what they say. It's like lazy
and
man.
It's free?
You get a 30-minute consult. I mean, you
oh,
get
okay.
The first one for 30 minutes, and then you...
After that,
I was
you...
sold. It's
so
the point
is
of
it
the...
something they could bring?
Well, I'm assuming that... I can ask them.
That'd be kind of neat if they could...
It's very regular. They're my date.
She's like,
and
that's
even
my
if it
music.
Was like, okay, on these days, certain people go, and the next day, or maybe like once a week, just for different campuses or something. Once
yeah.
a week at a campus.
Or to try it, I can ask
that's
them.
What
it's
I'm
just
saying.
A table. It's like a massage table that
yeah.
they bring. Y'all, if you're hurting anywhere, I mean, it is...
That's a good idea. I know, right?
Just saying. I'm going to show y'all when I walk out of here. I'm going to walk.
Is it a pep in her step? Pep in
my step.
Well, those were all awesome ideas. So next we need to talk about the mandatory Stop the Bleed training that must be offered to students in grade 7 through 12th grade.
Oh, wow.
I'm making that up.
Is that new?
That's new.
Oh.
So other schools, I looked it up. Some schools are just doing it, like putting something online, offering, because it just has to be offered to 7th through 12th graders. Some schools are just doing that. And so I brought some papers. Y'all want to pass it around how some schools are doing it. So they have a notice like on their website and then a note to parents where the child can do the online portion and then a permission slip. They would give it to the principals and then I would do the training or Adi would do the training. Because I'm figuring not everybody's going to want to do the Stop the Bleed, and so it would just be like a few students at a time.
So is it like the training we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it training you said?
So they could do the online portion, though, on their own. And so they bring their certificate and present it to the principal, and then the principals get with the nurses, and then the nurses do the hands-on portion.
They all have to be trained?
No.
Oh.
It's optional from, it has to be offered from 7th through 12th grade.
Okay.
So
I think I'm
yes.
Well, the kids, we hear you have to do it once.
That's a graduation.
It's a graduation requirement.
So that's the other thing. So we could do it like this, like I was saying, online. Or some schools do, they pick a grade. Okay, in 9th grade, in 7th grade, in 6th grade, we're going to do Stop the Bleed. And so the kids in that grade level get it, and then they've had it once before they graduate. So I need to see what y'all think. How would y'all like to do it? If y'all could pass those around after
oh. Looking.
What are your thoughts? Anybody?
So it's offered to all students?
It has to be offered. It just says it has to be offered to 7th through 12th graders. But it doesn't, like I said, some districts pick a grade level and they train 7th grade, 6th grade. 12th grade.
So if you just train 7th grade, you don't have to offer it to 8th through 12th?
They would have gotten it. Like, say we pick 6th grade to do it, right?
Oh, then all the 6th graders
then they would have
all
had
it,
you know?
Have it at some point.
But what about the ones older than them that year? So the first year you do it, like if you have all 7th graders, then what about 8th through 12th that year?
So then it makes sense the seniors do it.
I mean, there's just a lot that they're doing already.
High school's doing it. So, I mean, you could just offer it to anybody online. Like, you put it on the website and it's
anybody
offered.
Who's interested,
right.
Here's a deadline.
Here it is. And there's you do it online and then y'all let your principals know and then they bring it to me and we do the training.
Maybe offer it and then mandate it for a specific grade level or whatever, and then offer it to everyone else.
I mean, we don't have to mandate it. We just have to offer it. I mean, whatever y'all want to do, if that's what y'all would want to do. Do you want to make a grade level do it and then we offer it to everybody, or we just offer it to everybody? You know?
I don't know when you're... I mean, we're pretty tight. We can do it in May. That's when we can do it, so in May.
I mean, it takes... The online... Y'all's... That portion didn't take very long. You know? I'm just letting y'all know that it's a state requirement now. You know,
we put some posts on something up, and then they can sign up if they want, like just the information, and then they can sign up if they are interested.
I mean,
what about during athletics?
That's why I'm talking to y'all.
Oh,
are you talking about our athletics? I'm just talking to y'all because it has to be done.
Going to state, dang it.
So I'm letting y'all know.
Okay, never mind.
I would put it through, I would offer it online through like
fairly even
the
anyway.
Well, I was figuring, it just, the ones that I saw, it's just on their website. It's on the website.
So they do it on their own then.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They do it on the, so it's on the website. If they do it, they're going to bring the principal's certificate and say, hey, I did the online portion. And then,
you
know, Cindy or Lisa will get to meet with me. Maybe there's two or three people, so we'll do a class. It doesn't take very long to do the hands-on portion.
Oh, then just post it.
A working lunch for him. There you go.
So
I would just post it then. And that way it's out there, and anybody who wants to do it, great.
I mean, if it, there's no deadlines, then it is.
No, it just has to be offered. It has to be offered to 7th through 12th grade.
And do we just leave it there like forever now?
I guess so.
Okay. Just do that.
And then we just, there's links to like a parent letter and links to the permission slip, and they would just print all that and bring it, you know. I mean, it's not bad for that, like if you're going to be a babysitter or something, to have that. Or for the sports med kids, I would think, I don't know if they do that, but I would think that.
Well, I was thinking athletics because like if they travel a lot or somebody gets hurt during a sports game. I mean, I know there's athletic trainers there too, but I don't know. So I was, that's why I put it up.
But it's online and they won't be able to get online.
I mean, if that if athletic kid wanted to do it, they could do it because they have it online. You know, we could send something out saying this is being offered. You know, I don't know.
Yes, I just figured really you send online. It through the science classes, Google Classroom, and it's there. They can offer it there. You know what I mean? And if the kids want to do it,
I mean,
they
it could.
It
could be on the website and there.
Yeah.
You know,
just as long as somebody's telling them, hey, this is something if you want to do.
As long as it's somewhere they can see it.
Yes. And then if you want more information.
It could be sent on the portal or you know how they do the portal thing to say, hey, this is now being offered to students from 7th to 12th grade. If you'd like to, you know, your child wants to participate, go online to do it.
But what, but it'll, so I mean, that's how we can do it at junior high. I don't know how they're going to do it at high school.
Do they do the portal too, right, Vanessa? Like to notify? Okay.
So they're the same way.
Well, so can you bring that back to your principals and let them know that we need to do that for now? Like,
yes,
we're 7th through 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can just post it on our website. Yeah. It's something that simple.
Definitely.
We don't need to make it more than that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
And we'll let them know to post
so
it on the website.
So everybody in agreement with that, then that's how we'll do the stop the bleed that's mandatory now.
And that, we do that now.
We need to do that soon.
Just
so
send it to us.
I'll get it together.
Yeah, because we'll need to send it to Robert, right?
I will.
Like to post it on the website, and then
we'll get it. I'll be working on that. All right. Okay. We have to change the date for the health fair. I know we picked a date, but there's been extenuating circumstances, and we're needing to change it. So I'm proposing, and I don't know if y'all got my email, I'm proposing doing it on April 17th. Is that a possibility? And if not, maybe May. And if not, then I can't do the health fair this year.
Oh, yes. I think I did.
We're having our,
that it was after our first class science test.
I don't know.
So
I didn't even
test
see
15th and 16th.
About
okay, so
anything.
That would be the 17th.
So the 17th would work? I don't know about
during
you guys.
During
I just
year,
messaged
during,
Dr. Reed, I guess.
We're testing.
We're about to change, but we might be testing.
We're testing the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd.
So right before.
So 17th would be okay?
For us, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're doing it on Wednesday, because that's when I'm here.
Okay. So if that works for everybody, then that's when we'll do it.
I know they have to, but you don't need the high school for that, do you?
Well, no, we don't need
them.
If they want to come and like a science class or something, they can.
They have something, I guess that's big.
That's
before a holiday, right? Because they have something.
It's right before Easter.
Easter egg, but something.
So
Easter's
it's
Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. So okay. Well then, everybody in agreement that we're going to do the health fair on the 17th.
Yes.
Awesome. And that's when we're changing it to April 17th is the health fair. And I was thinking, Cindy, with your kiddos, like they all do enrichment, and. During y'all's enrichment, yes, they're no longer doing PE. So if y'all wanted to bring the kids over, like, until school's out,
all
like
their kids,
you could.
Okay, I thought we had discussed what we were going
to
do with them.
Or unless you didn't want to. As long as the teachers come with them.
A lot of kids in the gym.
Okay.
I just don't think that it's going to be enough presenters to keep them all occupied long enough.
Were y'all still on board for doing it where something happened?
Okay. We had it written down where we were going to do the 6th grade computer science classes, 7th grade Texas history, and then 8th graders during enrichment. Does that work still?
We were going to do...
We were just thinking now to just go through the science classes because we'll be done with testing for 8th grade too.
Okay.
We'll already be done.
And so is that all of the, throughout
all
the day?
Throughout the day.
Okay. That'll work. Because that's going to be, what, like 30 kids?
Just depending on who's on and who's off for their class periods.
Maybe 45.
Okay, yeah, that's doable. They'll just be divided into small groups, because usually there's like 15, 16 presenters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that should be good. And so, you know, a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll work. So that just through the science classes.
The help that you're doing, is it like open like community resources?
Yeah, so anybody can come. We invite parents, but they don't usually show up. What we do is we do the health fair through the PE and music classes. Mm-hmm. And so all the PE music classes at the grade level, so like first grade will go during their PE music time. And they get divided into small groups, and then usually the teacher says, okay, switch, and they switch. So it's like, what, 5-10 minutes sometimes? At each, depending on the vendors.
Five.
Depending on how many vendors we have, we distribute the kids into small groups, and they get a small group at a time. And so we invite anybody, any of our vendors, to come out all the time.
I'll send out your email and I can send you the invitation.
Okay,
for fundraiser. And it'll be timed, so it'll be like a timed 5K or 1K.
Okay.
Like race for,
What day is that?
April 26th, that Saturday.
How did it go last year?
It went really well. I think it'll be better. There's a local company in town that does like all the races where they, and it'll be about the same cost. And they have like all the things to tie, like all the, like the bit, like the numbers with the chips on them, like where it's actually timed.
Oh, okay.
And all the, like, it'll be a lot more well organized and like official, you know, it'll be like an actual race they can do. So.
And did y'all have a lot of community partners come in after all? Because I know that was one thing y'all wanted to.
We did. We had quite a few last year, and so I've emailed quite a few people, had a few responses, so we'll have to kind of do that again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Open discussion. Anybody have anything that they'd like to share?
For those of y'all that came in, my name is Sierra Zavala. I am the Community Relations Coordinator for Coastal Plains Integrated Health. A part of my job is I go out and I do community outreach with different organizations and the schools, and a big part of what we try to campaign for is actually Mental Health Awareness Month, and that is coming up in May. So we try to partner up with as many schools as our schedule will allow us to take up maybe a health class, a PE class, or a scheduled time in like an auditorium setting to talk about mental health. We talk about depression, we talk about anxiety, the different risk factors for why somebody might develop a mental health challenge, and how you could start a discussion like amongst your peers or to reach out to somebody when you don't feel safe. So that's something we've been doing, at least in my position, I've been doing it for the past 6 years. I've been updating it as different stats come in, and it's sensitive for both high school, junior high, and then we also do a sort of emotional wellness presentation for younger groups like pre-K through, I would say, about first or second grade, depending on school.
We really do stuff like that. I don't know if you could do a big group. Could you do like through PE and music? Like sometimes we have speakers come in and talk about like animation or not drug awareness and stuff like that. Would that be something that you could do with the smaller kiddos?
With the smaller kiddos, we talk. The presentation that we do have, it's not really an interactive one. It's more of a like a presentation. We talk about what our words mean, how they make us feel, and how they make other people feel. We don't like say it's like a bullying presentation, but it kind of teeters on that for like what you can say to make somebody feel good, what somebody can say to make you feel bad, and who can you talk to when you're not feeling well. I would say the only thing is we don't really have a presentation that's kind of geared, I would say like 4 through 6. Some schools will let us go ahead and give the junior high presentation to that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we like sensitize it down to more of the communication like if you think that somebody is concerned, like we wouldn't want to really approach them ourselves, we'd rather go to a trusted adult. So depending on the school and what they would allow us to do, we typically have just those three presentations. And like an auditorium, like or like we've done it in gyms, we'll usually use one of those screens and just kind of set up where they decide to set the kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll give out like little merch, like stickers and mental health awareness buttons and stuff like that.
So more towards like fourth through junior high, you're saying?
No, we have a junior high presentation and a high school presentation. Okay. And the main difference is the approach, like
right.
having that conversation with your friends, essentially.
Right.
Okay. When you think they're having a challenge, a concerning challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the high school one's probably the only thing sensitive in that one is the fact that we do mention that suicide can be a possible symptom.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't go far into suicide because we save that for Suicide Prevention Month in September.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have anything that they want to share?
Oh, did y'all decide about the energy drinks?
No, we haven't. Not yet.
Okay.
Ms. Carr hasn't gotten with me about that.
Yeah. Okay. So today was interesting. We had not experienced this before. Creatine powder.
Oh, creatine.
Mm-hmm. So I texted Coach Wertha and he said that it is allowed, that they don't encourage the students to do it, but it's not like a banned substance or anything like that.
Okay.
Well, that's on the sports side. So
is that a junior high kiddo?
It was a junior high kid that had it, yes.
At lunch.
Okay. And he put some scoops in his
mm-hmm.
in
a big
water
jug of water.
Thing.
It wasn't
okay.
a little water jug, it was a big
one. It was
okay.
a big water jug.
Well,
so he told me that yes, they do allow it over there. They don't encourage it, but you know, that they know that there's students that have it.
Okay.
Okay,
well, I need to get with her again. I sent her an email and then I had a follow-up email, but I haven't heard back. So it might be a text kind of thing I need to do in urgency.
So
yes, I will be following up again with that. Okay, thank you all for letting me know.
I hadn't seen it before. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? No? You good? All right, well, our meeting is adjourned at 5:00. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.